Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're chatting now to Fahin Kaka, attorney at Kaka and Kaka Attorneys, and we're talking all things to do with wills, because it's National Will Week. Fahin, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Gary. It's a good afternoon to you as well.
Hello, Fahin.
And an afternoon to your listeners.
No, we haven't connected. And Fahin, hi, are you back? No, not yet. So what we're going to be doing is we're chatting everything wills. So in other words, what to do with a will. Anyway, I think we are through. Fahin, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners, Gary.
No, I think we are battling with our technology. Perhaps it's loaching. Fahin, hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It's so frustrating. Technology, when it works, is wonderful. But when it doesn't work, it's terrible.
Yeah, until the load shedding.
Until the load shedding. Fahin, welcome, and thank you for making time. So it's National Will Week, so obviously we're talking wills. And obviously with the increase of deaths during COVID, why is it firstly so important to have an up-to-date will?
Well, the first thing is, It has less to do with yourself and more to do with your family and the legacy that you leave behind.
Right.
There is a will and what legacy you leave behind, whether it's wealth or other items or the way you want your family to coordinate itself after you've passed on, is something that's intensely personal. And if one doesn't record these things in a will, then the difficulty that you'll face thereafter is that you'll be leaving a messy and complicated set of circumstances for your family.
So, I mean, let's just touch on that a bit. So, what happens if you die without a will in place?
So, if you die without a will, then in terms of South African law, your estate will devolve. We use the legal term devolve, but essentially it will be distributed in terms of what we call the Intestate Succession Act, which is the law that governs any property that must be distributed of a deceased person once they pass on if there is no will. Now, if your intentions were to distribute your assets in a different proportion, or if that's what may have been indicated to your family, your spouse and your kids, that is different to those proportions, the chances are there are going to be some issues thereafter. But at the very least, also, your actual wishes will not be taken into account at the time of your passing.
And fine, why do you think that there's so many South Africans who don't have a will?
Well, I think it's something that's always simply left on the back burner. In my experience as an attorney, that advises on estate planning and the drafting of wills is a part of that. It's something that people just don't feel like they want to deal with. And sometimes, I suppose, it perhaps raises some difficult and sensitive family questions and issues that you also don't want to deal with, until, unfortunately, it may be too late.
I agree. I totally agree. And perhaps you can sort of also just touch on, for our listeners, essentially a will. What should a will include?
Well, the basics of a will, or the fundamentals of a will, it needs to talk to who is the party that is making the will. What are the bequests? That is what is going to be left to who will survive that person. And what must be left in what proportions? I'm trying to keep things simple here. So I don't really want to touch on now the what constitutes a legal will. That's the type of thing that we can have perhaps on a longer discussion. Essentially, what you need to have in a will is whatever you feel you want to leave to your family or to anybody else for that matter, in terms of your material wealth, that must be included in the will.
And, I mean, you can leave your possessions, your estate, to anyone you want. I mean, to a charity, a group, to
yes,
whatever. I mean, if you want to leave it to some society, it's up to you. And What happens to a will if a circumstance changes? Can you just update the will, or do you need to redo the entire will?
Well, you essentially have to redo the entire will. Well, let's say it's a yes and no answer.
Yeah.
You can fix the particular provision of that will, but it's very important as a provision of any will that you in that will, that this will supersedes any other will that has come before it, so that there is no doubt, and then there aren't any debates or disputes later as to which is the valid will. In any case, the way our law works is that the law, if there are two on the face of valid wills, but the one that is signed later in time is the valid will.
Is
it
the
will
valid
supersede
one. Yeah.
The earlier one.
And where are you supposed to keep a will? So, I mean, someone passes away. How are you supposed to know where that will would be? Firstly, if there is one, where it would be.
That's actually a fantastic question.
Yeah.
That's the question I'm often asked. Okay, so now
right.
I've done this will.
Yes,
where do I
yeah.
keep it?
I mean,
I don't have a fireproof safe or
right.
vault or something like that. Well, what I always suggest to clients is that often in a will, and I think just to go back to what we spoke about as important requirements in a will, what you should do in a will is appoint the executors to your will.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people who you wish to carry out your wishes when you pass on. And to take it further from there to this next point is this, that I would suggest that you would do a few copies of your will, maybe 2 to 3 of those, that is originals in triplicate, leave one with your attorney, leave one with an executor who's likely to be a close family member of yours, and you can keep one for yourself in a safe place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I mean, the last question is, where generally would people go to get a will drawn up? And I mean, there's so many, I see it advertised all the time, these organizations offering, I hate using the word free, a free will that they'll draw up for you. What? And I don't believe it's really free. So someone listening to the discussion thinks, wow, okay, yes, I need a will. So where to? I mean, where do you go essentially to get a will?
Now, I think that this is another very important point that you've touched on, and perhaps it's a little bit sensitive for some practitioners out there or some institutions that offer these so-called free wills. As you mentioned, there isn't something like a free will typically. The whole purpose of Wills Week is for attorneys to draft simple free wills for their clients. But what is generally offered in the market by sometimes financial institutions or financial planning companies or even attorneys is this concept of a free will. But what you've got to be very careful about is that typically these wills contain a provision in there that whoever it is that's drafting the will for you will be the executor in your estate.
Okay, I get it.
And the executor is entitled to a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Of up to 3.5% of the gross value of the assets in the estate. So once you sign a will like that, you will then be locked in with this company or law firm being the executor in your estate. So the only way to get around that is prior to your death, you'd have to execute another will. As I said earlier on, the later valid will supersede the earlier valid will. But what often happens is, and it's quite sad sometimes, where perhaps the relationship changes or you have a will executed with a very big company and they don't necessarily take particular care.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Vaheen, we are out of time. And thank you for your input. Thank you for giving us some clarity. Vaheen Kaka, attorney at Kaka and Kaka Attorneys.